Sir, do you have a second? It's no big deal. I just wanted to go ahead and drop off the grading assignments that I completed. Yep, all done. Tomorrow, I've already outlined the laboratory sections that you wanted me to help discuss. And let's see. I did go ahead and go over the assignments that you were thinking about for next week. And I think that you should go with number one. You haven't covered that subject a lot yet in your lectures, and I think that it would be good for everyone in the class, especially after you see the grades on these papers. Yeah. If you need me to proctor any examinations coming up, I'm totally happy to do so. Yeah, it's no problem at all. To be honest, I'm just really happy that I was able to get this TA position. Yeah. Exactly. Especially since your department, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, pays the best. You know, it's built into the contract cost, but it doesn't matter. I'm just really happy to be working with you, sir. Oh. Yeah, they're actually new. So, I normally wear contacts, but I've been having some issues with my eyes lately, and it's a long story. Anyway, I decided the easiest thing to do while I'm doing daily activities is just to wear glasses. I hadn't had a new pair since, like, high school, so I went and got these frames. I'm glad you like them. That's a really nice compliment. I really, to be honest, wasn't looking forward to wearing them because I feel like they look, I don't know, not really like me. So your compliment lets me feel a little bit more like myself. Yeah. Well, I'm starting to get used to them, to be honest. And when I pair them with this outfit, I think they look kind of nice. Yes. Well, it's not exactly a school uniform. This is really in style this year for fall. It's supposed to mimic a schoolgirl outfit without it being so juvenile, I guess. Well, the other part is, somebody told me recently that guys kind of like glasses. Oh, that's really nice of you to say, sir. You don't have to make things up, though. Really? Oh. Wow. I had no idea. Well, honestly, how would I even know, right? I'm just your teaching assistant. How the hell would I know? Sorry, sir. How would I know that you like glasses? Oh. Oh. Well, I wasn't exactly expecting you to say something like that. Really? I had no idea. Is this appropriate? I mean, I don't mind you saying anything. You are kind of hot, and I do, sorry. Is this appropriate to be talking about? I mean, we are kind of like colleagues, right? I don't know if we should be talking about bedroom things. But is that really, really a thing, though? People have a thing for girls in glasses. Not just that, but coming on their glasses. Wow. I guess I'm kind of green. I had no idea. Oh. So, let me get this straight. Ever since I got these glasses, like 2 or 3 days ago, you've been having thoughts about me? And you're not kidding. Oh, Well, I have something to say back to that. Do you mind if I lock your office door? I wouldn't want anyone to interrupt us. So, full disclosure, I'm really not as innocent as I may come off. I know I'm bookish and quiet, and I do all of your tasks without making a big fuss and get you coffee and. Look, this whole wearing the schoolgirl look for fall is a bunch of bullshit. To be honest, I was doing it to get your attention. You have a little bit of a reputation, you know, flirting with all of your teaching assistants. Don't worry, it's not a big deal. To my knowledge, you've never followed through with it. But now, it kind of makes sense. You have a thing, a kink, a dirty little secret. You're just a dirty boy, aren't you? So tell me more about this. What is it that really turns you on? Yeah? So, the glasses are great, but your kink is more specific. It's the fact that I've been pairing them with these outfits. How fortunate. Because I really wanted to fuck you. I didn't know how I was going to go about it. So this is actually a really welcome surprise. Now I know just how to work you. How about if I get on my knees down here? You don't have to move. To be honest, I kind of want you to stay in your office chair. It's hot. My professor sitting in his office chair. Ooh, cock hard and thinking about covering my new glasses in his hot load. But that's not all right. I bet you've wondered what it feels like to be inside of me. At least down my throat, right? Well, you're in luck. Because today, you're going to watch me sup on your hard cock. Unless you have any objections. No? Good. I was really hoping that you wouldn't. Now, are you okay with me getting rid of these really nice pants? Yeah? Good. Because I am practically drooling on myself to see what your cock looks like. See this? This is my favorite part. I still don't know what you look like. You're shielded by this stupid underwear. But in a minute, I'm going to know just exactly how your cock looks. And to be honest, I don't want anything else. I'm going to take care of you so well. Fuck me. This is such a nice cock, Professor. And it's rock hard. You taste really good. Well, this is like total dream fulfillment. I can't tell you how much I've thought about this. I'm gonna look up at you. Suck you. Show you how desperately that I crave your load all over my face, all over my glasses. Bonus points, though, if you can get some in my mouth, too. I really, really want to taste you fully. I really love feeling cum on my face, but I love the taste of it even more. Whatever you get on my glasses, I'm gonna even lick it off of them. I'm just a naughty little slut like that. But that's why you felt comfortable telling me that to begin with, right? Because you knew that I would be your naughty little TA slut, didn't you? That's it. You can be rough with me. I love that, Don't you just love how wet your cock is right now? I love giving spit. Sloppy, drooly. Blowjobs. I just love how you fill up my mouth so perfectly. Just how I dreamed your cock would. Now you want me to spit on it? It's me looking up at you with my glasses on, doing it for you. God, you are a rock fucking hard, Professor. You want to see my tits too? I guess I can do that. You are my boss after all. All right, I'll just get rid of this blouse. Do you like the way they look? They're quite a handful. But you already knew that, right? I catch you staring at my tits all the time when I'm filing papers for you after class. Just don't aim down there, okay? I want you to come all over my glasses and in my mouth. Oh. Yes. Oh, fuck my mouth harder, Professor. Can't wait for you to cover me in all your cum. You like that I'm dressed like a schoolgirl, don't you? This naughty schoolgirl wants you to give her everything that she wants. While she gives you everything you want. Fuck. You're making me so wet, Professor. I aim to please you, and I'm such a good girl, aren't I? Tell me something. Can you call me a good girl? Say it out loud, please. No, hold on. I only stopped because I do want you to come on my face, but I'm not wearing any panties. Would you mind an awful lot if I climbed up in your lap and rode your cock until I came? Yeah? I promise I'll get off and put you back in my mouth. Don't you want to know what my pussy feels like? Yeah? Good. I was hoping you would say yes. Oh, you can punish me later for not wearing any panties. Right now, you should be thanking your lucky stars I didn't. Because look at how easily I can settle on top of you. Yeah, you like watching me guide your cock into my wet little pussy? I'm not gonna waste any time. My pussy is just dripping down your cock. What can I say? Giving sloppy blowjobs makes me so fucking wet. Oh my god. You fill my pussy so perfectly, Professor. Oh, your cock definitely makes it worth it. All of those early mornings of having to go stand in line and get your coffee. God, your voice is so fucking hot. I love hearing you moan and groan for me. Rub my clit, yeah. Rub it for me so I can get off. Yeah, so I can come all over your cock and then lick it off with my mouth. This little slut owns your cock, doesn't she? Say it. Yeah, that's right. Fuck. Don't stop rubbing. I wish that I could hear those moans all the time. Maybe I can. Ooh, you're getting close, aren't you? Here, let me hop off and tell you thank you for letting me come around something so perfect and thick. Start jerking you off with my hand. Come on. Don't freak out. Gotta aim for my glasses in my mouth. Come on. Be a dirty little pervert and come all over my glasses for me. Please, Professor. I'll be your dirty little slut, trust me. Cover my face with all of that hot, sticky cum. Oh, just like that.
Keep going. Unload every last drop all over me. Well,
look at that. Oh my god. You got it everywhere. I wanted it. Barely any on my tits. Oh my god. Can I take off my glasses? Look, you completely coated them. I couldn't even see. You want me to lick it off? Yeah? Yeah? Am I a nasty little whore? Cleaning your cum off my glasses? Yeah, I am a cum guzzling slut, Professor. You're a cum guzzling slut. Your teaching assistant, and now your orgasm assistant. Aren't you so glad I graduated when I did? And now you can fuck me whenever you want. Yeah? You like watching me eat your cum, don't you? Well, that sure was a lot of fun. Better than grading papers, right? Okay, well, too bad I have to run. More work to do, and I've got to get your lectures ready for next week. But, I can always stay later tomorrow when I drop them off. Tell me something. Have you ever fucked a girl in her ass before? Would you like to fuck my ass, Professor? Yeah? That sounds like a date to me. Just, don't come before then. I want to make sure you have a big load to give me. All right, well, get myself tucked back in. What? Oh, you're right. My face is a bit messy. Oh, well. Hopefully no one sees me. It is kind of exciting walking all the way back, looking like this, though. See you tomorrow, Professor.